We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're up to the third chapter, the 20th paragraph. The Chazon Ish was hammering in the concept that Torah is applied Torah, it's knowing the halachot of Torah. And so the Chazon Ish brought the story of Yosef HaBavli, who was sitting by Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. And when he asked him halacha, so he quoted it to him, and then he quoted that Rabbi Eliezer says it's pasul. And Rav Yosef was so happy, and he couldn't understand why he was so happy. He said, "Why are you so happy?" He said, "Because I had it quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and I couldn't find the source for it. Now you're telling me it's Rabbi Eliezer who says it's disqualified. Now my Talmud works out. I always had this question. I couldn't figure it out." And he was so happy about it. He was shining. He was radiating. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua, when he saw that, he started crying. He said, "Praised are you, Talmidei Chachamim, that the words of Torah are so precious by you." And so the Chazon Ish comes back to the story and he says, "You see how much they loved the Torah, that Yosef HaBavli was missing one halacha. He knew everything else. He had one halacha that it didn't work for him. And when he heard it, he got so happy, his face was radiating. And Rabbi Eliezer was so pleased to see his student's happiness that Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammua started crying. He said, "How wonderful that you're so happy that this is what's important to you in life, and if you found the halacha, you're so excited." So he's coming back to hammer in his point. He says, and so if a person doesn't spend time in learning halacha, he's learning other things. He's learning ethics. He's learning other things. But the applied science of what am I supposed to do halacha, he doesn't bother with. So he's preventing himself from tasting true wisdom. He hasn't lost only one thing. You see, Yosef HaBavli lost one halacha. He saw how happy he was when he got it back. When a person doesn't learn halacha at all, he's lost much more. Like he bedet kol yeshuto, he's lost his whole essence. Vayasim kol avayato lefetz, he's turned his existence into nothing. Oh boy. Umayton levil tach tashamish. So what's the benefit of man under the sun? Olecha shecha venogalo. He's walking in darkness. He doesn't know how to behave. What am I supposed to do? Uchiel mishtovev kol tzavayamav. He's like an unruly child his whole life. You see people like that. They come to shul at age 40, 50, 60, and they're still observing Torah like a 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 7-year-old. They've never graduated. Their Torah remains on a 7-year-old level. That can't happen. You got to grow. So he says a person that's not learning remains an unruly child his whole life. Lo yada et choliyov lo yagish machovav. He doesn't even know he has a problem. You know, we have in our shul a person who is mentally challenged. So he walks into shul and he yells and everyone hears him and he walks up to the Torah and he wants to help the Baal Koreh. And he doesn't feel self-conscious. He doesn't realize there's something wrong that everyone's sitting quietly in shul and he's yelling. So the Chazon Ish is saying a person who doesn't work on his education, so he's like an unruly child his whole day, and he doesn't even feel like he's missing something. He doesn't realize he's wounded. Our sages say when a person's foolish, he doesn't sense that he's foolish. And so too, a person who doesn't learn doesn't feel wounded. He can speak arrogantly. He can feel like he knows Torah, because when you don't know, so then he can feel like you know. And then a person feels like, what's that such a big deal? And that's it. I'm good. I'm great. I know my stuff. A person feels content and comfortable. And he's not even hungry for knowledge because he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And that's a rule in Torah. Guys, remember this in your life. Torah it works the following. It says, "V'neida'a nirdefa ladat et Hashem." We will know and we will seek to know Hashem. "V'neida'a nirdefa ladat et Hashem." So Rav Shlomo Fisher said on that pasuk, he said, the pasuk is teaching us a rule. In Torah, if you don't learn, you're not interested in learning. If you start learning, v'neida, after I know something, nirdefa, then I start pursuing ladat et Hashem, to know Hashem. But I have to begin by knowing something. If a guy walks out of yeshiva and he doesn't step back for 30 years, he doesn't feel like he's missing anything those 30 years. But then he comes back and he learns for a day or two or three, and suddenly he says, wait a second, there's so much I got to know. When you're away from yeshiva, you feel like you know it. I remember those concepts. I remember the Torah. No, you don't, but you don't realize what you don't remember. You have to start learning to want to learn more. And that's a very dangerous concept. A person can leave, a person can be busy getting a job and building his life and finding a place to live, and everything's great for 15, 20 years, and he'll always feel like, I hear the rabbi speak in shul, and when I go to these shiurim that are everyone else is listening to, I understand, I'm okay. Right? There's a whole world out there that a person doesn't even realize that they're missing. Doesn't even realize that they're missing. Minhag, we all know what a minhag is, right? No, we don't. There are so many different types of minhagim. There's a whole world of Torah. Ah, but you got to start learning in order to desire to learn more. And so the Chazon Ish is touching on such a raw nerve. He's saying, and when a person doesn't learn, they feel perfectly comfortable. They feel like they know their stuff. It's only when you start learning that you realize there's so much out there to learn.